Syntech CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد في الأولين، وصل اللهم على سيدنا محمد في الآخرين، وصل اللهم على سيدنا محمد في الملأ الأعلى يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Let us begin by asking a question. And this question can be applied to everyone listening right now, whether you're male or female, a student, a working professional, young or old. This question pertains to you. Everyone who's listening now, this question has an important relevancy to your life. And that is, if you were to die today and leave this world, how will you be remembered by your neighbors, your co-workers, your fellow students, your professors, your spouse, or your children? What type of impact are you going to leave behind after you leave this life? If you were to disappear today, what type of legacy would you leave? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every single soul is going to taste death. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Qur'an, He encourages us to look forward to the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to send something ahead of ourselves for this meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An investment, if you will. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who profess faith in Allah, be dutiful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and look forward. Let every soul look forward to what it is sending to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, يَتْبَعُ الْمَيْتَ ثَلَاثَ, that three things are going to follow the dead person. And one of those things is the actions of that person. And the Prophet said that those actions will stay with that person in the grave, whereas the other two, his family and his property, will leave him. What are you going to leave in this world? How are you going to be remembered by those who lived with you, who knew you, who were your friends, who were your neighbors? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an, He gives us this encouragement to leave a noble legacy, to be people of nobility. Many times perhaps we think that the meaning of humility is not to strive to achieve something noble in this life. But this is not the correct understanding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You are the best nation who is brought out for people. And subhanAllah, here the form of the structure of the sentence is very beautiful. You are brought out by somebody. Somebody brought you out. SubhanAllah, who is it that brought this ummah out? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brought us out what? To sit around and do nothing, or to contribute something positive to those around us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the 25th chapter of the Qur'an, we find this beautiful dua. And the end of this dua in Surah Al-Furqan, وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And make us, for the people of piety, imams and leaders. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, indeed I'm going to make you for humanity an imam. Ibrahim's response was what? قَالَ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي. What about also my offspring and my family? So here we see the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he has this concern not only for himself, but those who will follow him later on in life. If we look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, his companions and the Muslims who followed him generations after generations, we see that these people were focused on being of benefit to humanity. There's a really beautiful story that I want especially our young brothers and sisters to listen to. One day in the precincts of the Holy Mosque, the Kaaba, in Mecca, there were a group of young men hanging out. SubhanAllah, nowadays, where do young people hang out? Where do they spend their time? How do they use their time? In the early days of the Muslim nation, the youth used to hang out, SubhanAllah, in the masjid. Unfortunately, nowadays, many people won't even let the youth come into the masjid, which is a completely different problem. But subhanAllah, in this time there was a group of four young people, and they were talking amongst themselves. One of them was Abdullah bin Zubair, the other two were his two brothers, Mus'ab and Urwa, and the other young person with them was Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhum ajma'een. And they were talking amongst themselves, and one of them said, "Wish for something. If you could have anything in this world, if you could ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you anything, what would it be?" Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu was a young man, and he said, "I wish that one day I can become the leader of Hijaz." His brother Mus'ab looked at him and said, "Inshallah, one day I'm going to become the Khalifa of what was known then as Iraqain, which is now known as Iraq." Urwa, their brother, he turned to them and said, "This is good. These are noble, noble aims and goals. But as for me, I want to be a scholar and somebody who acts, subhanAllah wa ta'ala, upon his knowledge." Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, when he was asked what he would wish for, he said, "I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive me." These were very, very young men. And it's interesting to note that all four of them, inshallah, achieved what they wanted. Maybe somebody is saying, "Well, how do you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu this maghfirah?" Because the narrator of this narration says that, subhanallah, Abdullah bin Zubair, he got his goal. His brother Mus'ab, he got his goal. And Urwa, he got his goal. Thus, insha'Allah ta'ala, we hope also that Abdullah bin Umar, insha'Allah ta'ala, got this maghfirah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah. Can you imagine the youth during those early days? The high goals and aspirations which they had. Today, subhanAllah, if we look at the Muslim ummah, it's like a blank canvas waiting to be painted by the hands of the young people and the Muslims all over the world. SubhanAllah, with these high goals and aspirations that we see that these four young men had, subhanAllah. Today, with the current crisis going in Denmark, the issue of the cartoons related to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the violence which is seen all over the Muslim world like a virus, and the misrepresentation of Islam at the hands of those who have a hatred for Islam, those who don't understand Islam, and most importantly, the misrepresentation of Islam by many Muslims themselves. The youth, especially, and the young generations of Muslims in the West, they have a golden opportunity. In front of them, subhanAllah, is a canvas which is blank, waiting to be painted by their talents and abilities. Imagine, young brother or sister, if you went home tonight and you set for yourself four goals, and with these four goals, I plan to help the nation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I plan to better the country that I live in. I plan to contribute something positive so that I can show the true picture of this ummah to the people around me, just like these four young individuals that we just mentioned did. Imagine, subhanAllah, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with you. Imagine now if you're 18 years old, if you're 23 years old, 24, 25, 26, 27, even if you're retired, and you make certain goals today, and you stick to those goals until you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the day of judgment, you meet Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Fatima, why did you make this goal? Ahmed, why did you make this goal? Muhammad, why did you make this goal? Stephen, why did you make this goal? Why did you have these goals?" And you say, "I did it li ajlik ya Rabbi. I made these goals for you, ya Allah. I made these goals so that I could please you, so that when I meet you, I know insha'Allah ta'ala that you'll reward me." Imagine your pleasure on that day when you make these important goals in your life, now as a young person, that you want to help the faith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we look at the life of our blessed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he left an incredible impact, an incredible legacy. The extent of this impact and legacy is shown that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it in the Quran in magnificent ways. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he described the condition of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam before he was sent to them. وَإِن كَانُوا مِن قَبُلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. And before indeed you are in manifest error, you are astray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the companions and says, وَكُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. That indeed you were enemies to each other, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala united your hearts, and by the blessing of Allah and the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you became brothers and had this love and concern for each other.